Fruit flies can be annoying pests, but they may hold the key to treating disease. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Markstein, assistant professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, is modifying genes in fruit flies to help hone chemotherapy treatments.
Chances are you haven't given much thought to fruit flies. If asked, you might conjure a picture of them hovering over rotting bananas, perhaps even in your own kitchen. You probably would not imagine flies helping to find new drugs to fight cancer. But that's exactly what we are doing with flies in my lab. Humbling as it may be, on a molecular level, flies don't look that different from us. They have many of the same genes and many of the same cell types. Now, the flies in your kitchen don't naturally have cancer. But in the lab, we can genetically modify them with human genes, causing them to grow tumors of different sizes. In a recent paper, we showed that expressing the human RAF oncogene, a cancer-causing gene, in fly stem cells causes flies to grow tumors. Importantly, we showed that these tumors shrank when flies ingested FDA-approved chemotherapy drugs. This is exciting because it suggests that if we find new drugs that shrink tumors in flies, they might also work in people. On the flip side, our results also point to a side effect of chemotherapy drugs in flies that may likewise apply to us. Specifically, we found that cells in the fly intestine respond to some chemotherapy drugs by secreting growth factors related to human IL-6 cytokines, which activate the inflammation pathway. In flies, this drives stem cells in the intestine to hyperproliferate, which is one of the early hallmarks of cancer. The good news is that our discovery of this side effect provides a new opportunity to improve chemotherapy. Indeed, we are now using flies to find drugs that can block side effects in the stem cell microenvironment. So next time you see fruit flies buzzing about your kitchen, don't think of them as mere pests. They may help save lives someday.
That was Michelle Markstein of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I saw a swarm of fruit flies. I took the bag downstairs. When I came back,